Hi, welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm your host, Rod, and I'm joined, as pretty much always, by my co-host,
Karen.
That's right, Karen is in the house right now. Without any further delay, let me just go ahead and tell you why we're here, everybody. We're here to talk to Keith and him, the Keith and the Girl thing, okay?
Thank you. I'm glad.
They're here.
Yes, we are here. And did you give your wife COVID, Rod Mara?
I believe technically we all got it as a family.
Yeah, we got it as a whole unit.
You know, we do everything together around here.
So one person got it, everybody got it.
Thank God everyone's fully vaccinated and boosted and
all of the shots.
My parents are fine. We're fine. But we did get COVID. Yeah.
Was this on social media? How do you think you got it?
At the earthquake comedy show that we went to with my parents, sitting at the front of the stage with all the molecules coming right directly at us, is how I believe we got it.
That's your Father's Day gift.
Yeah. We made his immunity stronger.
We did.
He can do pretty much anything he wants for the next like month and a half.
Right.
So, you know, congrats, Dad.
Congrats to you and me and your. I had talked to your mom today. Because we had actually went to the same location to go watch Janelle James. Okay. And me and your mom was talking, and we was like, because her show was sold out too, quote unquote. But with this show, it
What's
was actually
quote unquote, by the way.
Yeah.
The reason why I say quote unquote is because her show was sold out. But
a woman has 20% less, right?
it was more spacious. Like, I can't explain it. It's like it was more spacious. When we went in here, it's like the tables and everything was like closer together.
I see. So
I really do think that they actually increased the capacity with the extra tables and stuff.
Okay.
Because I was talking about, I was like, it's weird that me and you was just there a few months ago and nothing went wrong. Then she was like, it did feel like it was more people. And I really do think with them, pressing all those people together.
I think everybody thinks it's like a science to it, but it's just fucking random luck, man. It's not.
Did you check the comedian's feed? Both of them. Actually, no, just the most recent one to check to see if he has COVID.
I didn't even check. Mm-mm. Didn't even think about it, really. I think everything people are doing, you have to decide, is it worth risking COVID for? I think just where we're at in the pandemic. So I don't think it's like a function of like it was more people in there. I just feel like we when I left the house that day, I was like, today might be the day for Father's Day. I love my dad, you know, that's it.
Yeah,
now.
And I
went to my niece's graduation. There were way more people in there.
It was.
You know, it's we went to a restaurant afterwards. You know, I think.
When you know your parents have it too, and that's the place that all four of you were together.
Right.
Then I assume the comic just keeps touring and passing along the virus.
Oh, you think we got it from Earthquake?
No, but I think if you guys all got it, either Earthquake got it or gave it to you, but like if you guys in the room got it, then the rest of that family in the room got it.
Maybe. There's a lot of...
People aren't closing shows down. If Earthquake had it, you wouldn't fucking know, so don't bother checking the social media.
Yeah,
he wouldn't tell you. But you should understand if you're going to see a natural disaster, you might get naturally disastered.
Also, people that go on tour like that, they may have had it. And once you have it, you're basically immune after you get over it. So, like, if he had this shit a month ago, he could be walking around fucking raw dog in the air, and he's going to be fine for the next 6 weeks or whatever. So, I just assume motherfuckers just, I mean, you know everybody's had it because when we told people we had it, everyone went from like, oh, no. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, and then I'd be like, yeah, it's my first time. It sucks that it, you know, I lasted a long time, but I guess you just got to get everyone. Then everyone went the other way and Craig was like, that's it? The first time? Oh, man, whatever, dog. You'll be all right. You know, I was like, all right.
Can I tell you, and I'm so sorry to say this, but I saw that you got COVID on social media and I was like,
I feel like that's everyone now.
Yes,
I know. It was so rude. I was
You're
like,
out here having fun.
Mr. Party all the time. Party all the time, right? Mr. Party all the time.
That's what happens. You get a little bit bolder, and you can't stay shut up in the house forever. You know, you just can't.
Well, everyone who says it has had it at this point. Who the fuck don't got it now?
Right.
If anything, we were the holdouts.
You guys were the last ones.
We were the last two.
You were the last two, and that's why I was like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, because I was like, it's not like it's cancer. And it's like, oh, you guys finally got it. I was like, all right, we're all humans.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I've been, that's, it's funny. Like, we have a segment on our show. We still talk about the news that that's happening with coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And every time I'm always like, yeah, and we could get it. Like, it's like, yeah. I never feel morally superior to anyone because it's literally just fucking luck. I went to New York. I lived in the city with the most fucking people for 4 months, twice.
Going back and forth on planes.
And I was like, I was lucky to have a job that tested every day and had protocols. And I was lucky to be able to stay by myself. It's all fucking luck. I didn't take the subway. I didn't happen to catch it in an Uber one day. And everyone's been in a restaurant or something when someone's fucking coughed or something. You were like, well, I guess I'll find out in 3 days if that was right. It. Like, we don't know. So you just got to, you know, live your life.
You're so right. And like Karen said, we're vaccinated. So it's just, it's the flu now. And yeah, I went to Spain. I went to Amsterdam. I went to the Dominican Republic. But I probably got it at a local shop here or something.
Right. Yeah. I remember I was on a radio show as a guest, and the lady, y'all, Karen Hunter show, and the lady I was talking to, Karen Hunter, she's like, so what are you doing this weekend or whatever? And I was like, oh, I'll probably go see The Flash or some shitty movie. And then she was like, you go to the movies? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I was like, I never really stopped going to the movies. Like, what about COVID and stuff? I was like, all right, I think it's a worthwhile risk. I take the precautions I can, but if I get it, I get it. And then as soon as we get ready to go to commercial, she's like, and coming up, don't forget the Karen Hunter live comedy special extravaganza in Chicago. Everyone's going to be there. All your favorite comedians in person. And I was like, all right.
Let's pack this place. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Let's sell it out.
Standing room only is half off. Yeah.
So buy one ticket in person, get two free. Yeah. You know, it was a lot, but we're still a little congested. But we're, you know, testing negative now.
I sound a lot better, and
Karen lost her voice.
Oh shit!
Yeah, Roderick was telling me I wasn't taking none of the tests right because everybody else tests came back.
She's like. So of course, you know, I tested myself live on the air for one of our premium shows. And it was just because just a random, like, man, I don't know, I got a cold. When's the last time I had a fucking cold? I hope this isn't COVID. You know, let me check. You know, and so I started the test before we went live, and then 10 minutes in, my alarm goes off. I check it. I'm like, okay, that's a big bright red line. That's definitely COVID. So if you got it, you got it.
This is silly, but do you feel for a split second like, oh, fuck, should I tell the audience? Did I just give it to them? The virtual listeners?
Yeah, there's like a moment of like, this is my personal HIPAA business. Right. Should I?
You go, and checking the alarm, and that's private. All right. Let's get into COVID news. COVID news is the worst. It's keep happening
exactly.
In a burst, you know.
I would never get it because I'm a good person, not like other people, you know. And so I tested positive, and then every time I took a test for the next 5 days or so, I was positive. And because we have so many tests in here.
I got all the tests. The government was giving away tests. They was giving away tests in the mail. The insurance company was paying it for free. I got 5,500 tests. I was like, bitches, y'all giving away for free? I want all the tests.
I'm going to sell my tests back so they fix the deficit.
You probably can.
And so Karen is like, I'm negative. I'm testing negative. And she's clearly fucking sick, right? This is like, there's just no, like, she can't talk. She can't. Aww. She's laying down all day like I'm laying down.
What did you do, Karen? Did you pee on it?
No. No.
So I'm like, so one of these times I'm testing myself. It's when I'm getting over it and I'm testing negative. I was like, let me take another test just to make sure it's negative because I don't want to go to the grocery store or go see my parents or something, and I still test positive, even though I feel better. And so she's like, I'll take one too, you know, because there's two tests in his box. Mm-hmm. And I watch how she takes the test.
She licks it.
Dog, she's not following instructions.
She's spitting into that hole herself.
The instructions are like, you know, spin it this many times, take it in, leave it in for a minute. Then right. you take it out, you squeeze the liquid out. Then you sit the other thing in there for 10 minutes and or whatever. And she's
not the chef of the house.
Right, right. I follow instructions every day, you know?
I don't cook.
And she just is like, oh, I said, no wonder you're testing negative. You're just doing whatever the fuck you feel like.
And then I get mad. Did the test coming back. I was like, the fuck is this? I don't feel good, but I don't see no double lines.
But she also didn't tell you she's earthquakes tester, and everybody got
a shot. Right. That's why he was feeling great.
Right?
I knew something was up when he coughed over the whole audience, and then he just kept going his bitch. Thought it was part of the joke. But yeah, that was our week. Cool. How's y'all's week, man?
Good. Let's see. I had intercourse before today's Keith and the Girls show. That felt very good on my penis.
Let's go.
It's been a bit.
Do you think you can hear it when you listen back? Can you hear it in your voice? Like, today was an intercourse day.
I think, especially knowing now, you'll hear, hi guys. Welcome to Keith and the Girl.
You know, he's really relaxed. He's letting everything go.
Yeah. You know, ask me anything. I just fucked.
You as an audience can tell because like 10 minutes into the show, Kyle does like the crawl behind, like, oh, I'm just taking my shoes. And I'm like, yep, you're ducking out of the camera so perfectly.
Walk of shame. Let's go.
Crawl of shame.
Yeah. It's a crawl of shame because she's like, I have to leave you. What a shame.
Keith is liking things and stuff. He's like, oh, you know what? Yeah. Karate Kid, not that bad. I like this new reboot. I don't know what I was thinking. What about you, Hemda?
I, on Friday night, I scored tickets to a Pride event that was fairly small. It was outdoors, and it was I snagged some of the free tickets. Otherwise, it was $80.
Ooh.
And I got to see Christina Aguilera live.
I just saw in the paper. She's, in fact, here's, I didn't know how it would come up, but yeah, she was in New York. I guess I saved it because you said something about Christina and we didn't get to it.
How was that? How
Christina was with a fan in New York yesterday. This is Christina Aguilera Daily, so you know it's just a fan site. His phone had died, so Christina asked someone to take a picture with him, send it to him, and he finally got his picture.
Wow.
Hey, Brittany or Christina? Christina won.
Yeah.
Well, I always think this isn't going to happen. I can't just get free tickets to Christina at a Pride event. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
And I'm like, I'll go anyway. Let's see. Doors open at 5. I'm like, I'm not getting there at 5. I got there around 6. I circled the block 50 times, went and got food, came back. She came on at 8:30. Wow. Now I know there was a lineup, and I know that, like, I figured.
You said doors. Is this in a park? Is it free?
It's outdoors. So it's in Hudson Yards. Do you know it? Like where that structure is that people kept killing themselves, so they keep it closed.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. They built this huge structure.
It's gorgeous.
It's amazing, but it's always closed every time we're down there because people use it to kill themselves.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Oh. That's why.
You told me about that building because I was like, oh, let's go up there. You was like, we can't go up that. People jump off of it.
Yeah. Oh, that was a tour we took. Yeah.
It was right by there. There's a small stage there. So I don't, this is, concerts are for the young. I knew she was going to, I assumed she was going to do 3 songs because it was such a long lineup. It was a speech from this person who was there in the original riot. There was a speech from this person. There was, you know, acts that I don't know that other people are probably excited by. And so kept going and coming back,
Can't we just get dirty?
Yeah. Right. And she came on. This woman was perfection. Perfection. Every fucking note, the sound, her backup singers, the musicians, everyone was right on. And you know what's amazing? There's like 3 or 4 background singers. And that, you know, on the ones and twos, that person is keeping them in the background. It is so incredible how sound can work. Now, this is why I wanted to bring it up. First of all, can't believe I saw Christina Aguilera for free. And she was perfection. Need to pass
the
word.
And it's not too crowded and shit? You got to see something?
I stood in the back. You know, because there was some people stood there for 2.5 hours just to hold their spot. I know I came early enough to like zhuzh through the front, but I'm not standing there. So I just sat down until I'm like, this must be around the time. And then I walked over and I can see her. And it was close enough where I'm like, I don't have to look at a screen to see her because it was such a small quote venue, outdoor venue. So, but here's what I think is so rude. And I wanted to ask you guys about this. So she's like, she sings something, then Beautiful, and then Fighter, of course. Makes me that much stronger. Okay. Make me fighter. And then she's like, thank you. Good night. And she, whatever she said in between, she was like, I was at Stonewall earlier and here's what we have to do. And I was like, good on you. All the shit. Mm-hmm. She gets off stage. Her singers and her musicians are finishing the song. People are walking the fuck out. I think this is rude. I think this is very, very, very rude. And I think we're not done with the concert. And I think we should respect the musicians and her singers on stage until it was done, especially because there's about 30 seconds left. I'm not into this. And I think it's rude. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm amazed when people leave movie theaters early, when they were laughing their balls off at a Marvel, for example, and you know there's an extra scene. And you're not running like you have to go to work or pick up the kids. You're lazily leaving because you're like, I get it. Well, and you did the clapping before I understood the reference of some obscure character. So you give a shit. What are you doing, weirdo? And maybe usually, here's the answer, actually. Usually, it's because everybody's a pussy that won't stand up for themselves. And the other person, this happens in movies, theaters. The other person like, we should go, right? And it's like, ah, fuck. Yeah, I guess we should go.
I walked out,
it was my ride, but I left the Pearl Jam concert early because no one gave a fuck about Neil Young trying to make up for Pearl Jam being sick. He happened to be there because he was working on an album with the rest of the band without Eddie. But he was there. So he comes out. He does Keep on Rocking in the Free World like twice for people's attention as we're leaving. I'm leaving because there's my ride and I don't want to be a dork. And it's like, I wasn't the biggest Neil Young fan, but I know it's Neil fucking Young. And I bet that's what happens. Like, we're going, right? It's like, okay, I guess we're going.
And I get it. But in this particular case, there's extra in it. There's like pride and they can't get us. Makes me that much stronger. Right. Thanks for making me fighter. Thank you. Good night. and then the back of that. Thanks for making me fighter. Thanks for making me a fighter. And then everyone's like, yeah, we heard. And
you're like, yeah. Trying to be hitting this old dusty trail. I look at it like, those people must have looked at it like when you go to an NBA game and they take all the good players out because the game's not close anymore.
Yes.
And there's still people playing, but they're not the people that you came to see anymore. Yeah.
Right. Me and Roger normally stay, but a lot of people leave.
Yeah, we normally stay, but like most people are like, okay, these are the sorry people now. Like,
this is not who I came to see.
Good luck on your careers, and hopefully you become a person one day that I would like to see. But today is not the day. So I bid you farewell.
I bid you adieu.
And I'm picturing a free outdoor concert, like whoever starts the leaving.
It wasn't free. I got the first few tickets, so it was free. Everybody else paid at least $80. There were VIP seats for like $160. I don't remember, but it was at least $80 for everyone else. I happened to catch the few seats they were given because I caught the email in time.
Okay.
So this is $80.
I was just picturing people are leaving, and so other people are like, well, can you walk around me? I'm still watching. And then they're like, fuck it, I'll leave too. That was my guess.
I see.
I think I'm just picturing the singer should start freestyling, so I'm like, well, fuck y'all then, you know,
just seeing people paying attention. Everybody, what did you say?
Right.
Guess I'm not a person. Guess only Christina is now. How come I am black and she is white as fuck now?
Right. She could have come back out.
My whole life,
right. You know? She could have came back out and hugged the singers and then left. That would have been nice. So we
this
know you're important.
This is actually gospel. You stole this from us people. I guess Christina.
It's also Juneteenth. It's not just Pride. Like, yeah. It's weird too because, like, how did they know she wouldn't do like an encore? Come out and do. Because, like, you know, sometimes artists do cute shit like that. Like, oh, good night. And then they come right back. Like, I don't know. That's my mind would go if everyone hasn't left the stage yet, I have to stay just in case.
Yeah.
Because I might get to see some super cool shit.
even for that, it seemed obvious that she was done, but you know, you never know. She might get a second wind and go like, hey guys, I just want to tell you a quick story just for funsies, you know?
Yeah, because why the fuck are they still there? You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's not even
they
just
need
like
the
me.
Bus.
Yeah, she came. They gotta go.
Right.
That reminds me, there were hosts, right? So when they were transitioning for Christina to come on stage, they were like, oh, you want us to stretch it more? I was like, were you guys stretching it? Because you suck. And so they're like, okay, I guess Christina's taking a longer time. You guys know Christina, right? You're all excited? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, me too. They asked me to stretch it, so I'm going to stretch it.
She coming.
Yeah. What else?
That was somebody in their ear.
It's funny. Sometimes she went by ex-Tina, isn't it? Fox, let's start on the left with you.
Worse than that. Worse than that. This person ran out of shit to say, like, I don't know what you call hosting, but ran out of shit to say right from the beginning and then started going like, let's see, Christina has fighter. Thanks for making me fighter. And she starts singing. I'm like, excuse me.
Oh, we're not here for you.
Now we know why they hire comedians.
Yes,
exactly.
Because then they can't sing.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah,
they're not going to even attempt to.
And they're used to sometimes bombing. You know?
Yes.
They're like, I gotta be up for 15 minutes and bomb. A host person is probably gonna sing the songs and do stupid shit. Oh no.
Right, because they don't know how to respond to people just blankly staring at them.
It's true, but I think that's what a host is like, if you need to talk, you gotta have things to say. So then she was like, yeah, I know I'm not Christina. She's gonna come out soon. And I'm like, then stop singing. She picks another song to sing.
No.
Sings it again. I'm like, you know Christina's going to do fighter today.
And better than you?
Yes.
Like, why are you doing this? The best case scenario, she comes out and does it better than you.
Right. Yeah. And if I was Christina Aguilera back there, I'd be like, but that's my song that I'm about to do.
Yeah, it's weird. Like,
that's just awkward. That's just awkward. Because even if you did someone else's song, it's still awkward. It's just bad.
You're opening for Eddie Murphy. And you're going like, remember when he did, I got your ice cream and you don't got none. It's like, yeah, he'll remind us. No worries. We got this. We know who he is.
And like, he's coming out right now. Why don't I fuck you in the ass, Norton? Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, so that was a shame. But Christina, I mean, A++. Very impressive.
Yay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you brought up Stonewall. Bouncer was slashed that day in the face.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know if it was anti-gay necessarily, but he was thrown out for yelling with the DJ. And then as he was being thrown out, as more than one bouncer was throwing him out, he took out a knife and slashed the guy's cheek.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, that sounds like alcohol, but because I don't know how you're going to be in the middle of a pride parade being anti-gay, but, you know, people do it.
Yeah. So I know. They find their ways these days.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not saying
what the fuck
you can't
is your calendar like? I don't have time to do the shit I want to do. Motherfuckers making time to go anti-gay in a gay place. You fucking idiots.
Right. Go
Jesus.
Ahead. Go do some shit you love. Oh, before we move on.
Yes, sir.
We end up having a candle that for some reason had a piece of paper in the bottom of it.
Yes. Who designed this candle? And it almost fucking burned our kitchen down. We had to get the fire extinguisher and everything.
Yes.
Thank God we were like up and paying attention when this candle did that.
Right.
It was crazy.
Because we was both laying on the chair and all of a sudden I looked over and we keep our candle in this like little metal box. And all of a sudden you seen flames pop out the side. I was like, I don't think flames are supposed to pop out the side of that. What is happening here?
And then when I opened it, you know, the flame got higher because now it has more oxygen to have access to. And then I took water and poured water from my thing on it. And the flame went up. It went up. It's a candle. It's not a grease fire. Right. Like, this isn't the kitchen. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it went up. And then Karen had to get the fire extinguisher. And
you guys were like, hey, Bed Bath & Beyond, your candles are too expensive for going out of business. Well, welcome to your Target candle.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
They said, oh, you like to go to Ross, bitch? Well, it's flammable there.
Yes.
Our candles go out.
Which and is what? Crazy, by the way, because the prices of candles recently, I can't afford it. Coffee is
right.
It's ridiculous.
I think it costs more because the paper's in the bottom now.
Something.
But yeah, when it got done, when we put it out and we're wiping everything away and stuff, I looked, and in the bottom there was paper in the bottom.
Like under the wax?
Under the wax. Wow. Like, yes.
Flammable?
Yeah, definitely flammable. Yeah, that was the problem.
It was like in the wax. And also...
it's like a sterno.
What does that mean? Mm-hmm. Say that again.
It's like it's those heating elements that you see under cheap buffets.
Wow, maybe that's what it was. Either no, whatever you would
know.
It was.
No, you would know.
Okay, whatever it was, it just fucking shot up.
Whatever it was terrible. And I have never shot a fire extinguisher in my life. I will tell you this, 0 out of 10, do not recommend. Like, I understand you use it to put out the fire. Great. But what they don't tell you is the aftermath. That shit was ever like fucking sawdust. Fuck yeah. Shit.
We had to watch everything in our kitchen.
It was everything.
We had to, you know, mop and sweep and vacuum and it was just shit. Everything.
It was like, this is some bullshit. I thought it was going to be foam. Like I said, I never sprayed it before. So I thought it was going to be like, you know, you sit on TV, you go, shh, shh, shh.
Yeah.
They lied. They lied to you if you never shot a fire extinguisher before. It's lies.
That sucks. Did you guys both remain calm?
Yeah. I mean, it was... Yeah, I mean, the fire alarm, smoke detector was going off. It was like fucking I Love Lucy up in this bitch. But, you know.
It's like the music playing. And everybody's just trying to run around, figure out, wait a minute, where is the fire extinguisher?
But at that point, it doesn't help if anyone's panicking. You know what I mean? Like, first of all, both of us couldn't have panicked. But
that would have been good.
Even if one of us would have been the one panicking, it just would have made shit worse. It really would have been the worst. So we probably woke every neighbor because it was like 11-12 o'clock at night when this happened. And no one came to check on us.
Yeah, are you upset that nobody knocked on your door?
Not really. Mind your business. You know, it was funny. 2 days later, my neighbor's smoke detector was going off constantly.
For about an hour.
And I called the maintenance people to be like, so their detector's going off. And the maintenance people were like, we are so sorry about that. I know it's very disturbing. I said, no, I just want to make sure they're not dying or dead or their shit isn't on fire. I'm not annoyed.
Right.
I'm concerned. Right.
I'm letting you know in case it's actually a fire.
That's how far we've fallen as humans from community. Is that they immediately assumed I was just pissed at.
But you know what?
These motherfuckers got the nerve to be burning to death.
You know what though? Haven't seen that kind of customer service in a while. Congrats.
Yeah, shout out to them. They did care a lot about me and not my neighbors. All right, let's start. Today's episode is brought to you by Last Week on Keeping a Girl. Oh. We come to this place for magic. We come to Last Week on Keeping a Girl to laugh, to cry, to care, because we need that, all of us. That indescribable feeling we get when the Zoom cameras come on and the lights begin to dim and we go somewhere. Well, let's face it, we've been there a lot of times, but not just to be entertained, but somehow reborn.
Is this what together. It's like when you guys had to keep seeing that AMC bullshit again? Dazzling and again images. And again. No, I have to.
Every single time.
I
dazzling
see now.
Images on a huge Zoom screen.
Yep.
Sound that I can feel. Somehow, heartbreak feels good in a place like this. Our heroes feel like the best part of us, Keith and Hemda. Their stories are perfect and powerful because here they are. Last week on Keith and the Girl, we make Keith and the Girl better.
Yeah, we salute you.
And minimum rage time. Yes, everyone's sir. Favorite. The never-ending source of stories.
Never-ending. A bottomless pit.
Never had an episode where I didn't have to pick between two stories.
Right.
Oh.
And whatever you think it is, it's not. It's another story.
This one hits closer to home than anyone we've done before.
Ooh, can you not tell us the quote restaurant, and maybe we guess that.
Okay, well, here we go.
Okay,
let
me guess the restaurant.
I'll try. The entrance to the Star Mount neighborhood in South Charlotte.
Okay, it's a Starbucks. Wow. Just kidding.
It's feet away from along South Boulevard, the intersection of Starbucks Drive meets Arrowwood Road.
McDonald's.
Some neighbors, you say McDonald's?
I say McDonald's, but go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Keith, you want to guess yet, or you staying?
$1.
$1. All right. The correct answer is McDonald's. You got it correct, Kendra.
Oh, I bet you it's the one over there by the rail, ain't it?
You know what I noticed? Starbucks does have to do something with McDonald's when it, especially on a highway. If you have a Starbucks, most likely the fast food restaurant will be McDonald's right there. Mm. For some reason, they're always right there.
Conspiracy. Mm-hmm. Some neighbors said the McDonald's has become a crime magnet, and they're concerned that it's attracting to their what is attracting to their neighborhood. It's an ideal place to live, but what's going on up there at that intersection is scary, says Margaret Howell. Crime data shows 10 assaults with a deadly weapon have happened at the address since 2020.
God damn!
Over the past 6 months, there was a shooting in October, a homicide in November, another homicide in March. I don't go there anymore, one woman who asked not to reveal her full identity said. By the way,
but I do want my opinion out there. I do need my opinion out there that I won't go there. But please don't use my voice, my name, my likeness.
Also, not revealing your identity is like what you say when some gang shit is happening in your neighborhood normally. Right. You know, this is McDonald's. She's like, please.
It's a homicide.
Please don't tell Ronald and the gang.
I don't need nobody to know that I live in proximity to McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Grimace might show up.
Right. The burglar is near. I'm good.
The woman says she still lives in fear after she was caught in the crossfire of a shooting in the parking lot in October.
She's trying to do a funny grimace shake video.
Those things are ridiculous.
We were in the outside lane. I was next, and I had just stopped in front of the speaker, and I heard boom, 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 and I thought, maybe it's fireworks. Okay. Wow. That's adorable, okay? It's never.
I'd have been the person that got shot.
Well, that's a shame, because we do this segment every week, and that just means you don't listen to a goddamn thing that's coming out of anyone's mouth. if they had fireworks in a McDonald's parking lot, I'd assume it was guns. That's how bad it is. I'm like, I don't know. They probably shooting too. But yeah, she said she realized someone had shot into her car and a bullet had grazed her arm.
Oh my God. That's so scary.
Yep.
But also, that's the way I want to be shot with a bullet, because then you see, like, you know, you can feel what that feels like. Mm. You were kind of shot at, but like, all right,
you don't have to deal with the bullet actually being lost in your body.
I think if I have to get shot, I want to be shot straight through, like every Impossible White Man action movie, where they're like, don't worry, we don't even need to do anything because the bullet went straight through. And I'm like, that sounds scientifically improbable, but sure. Put a bandage on it. I'm going to kill some more bad guys. All of a sudden, I felt this pain in the arm. Councilman Tariq Bukhari, who's our only Republican city councilman, he represents this area. He said that's where he represents?
I did not know that.
How the fuck he get elected?
I don't know. And he's a mess.
Tariq Bukhari. So he's our only Republican city council person. Mm-hmm. But this is the part of town I actually grew up in. And it's super black. I wonder how he got his seat, because I know it's not a lot of black people voting Republican over there. It must be.
Are you saying the guy's name is Tariq, or am I hearing funny?
Tariq Bukhari is his name, but he is a Republican. Maybe that's it. Maybe they just profile and they don't know.
Yeah, don't know. Because it's almost like he can't be Republican with that name. They
right.
I don't know how he passed. Like, they were like, I think they passed him so that black people can vote for him.
Yeah,
because
maybe
they're like, this guy's on our side. Because
I definitely remember being surprised when I finally saw him on TV and shit, and I was like, so it's that kind of Tariq.
Oh, I bet you that's probably why they probably started taking off the R's and the D's by their names.
Well, it should still. Oh, you're right. It's
they
not on
did.
There anymore.
Mm-hmm. They used to. Whenever you run, you used to have R's and D's by your name, but they took them off.
So maybe that's how he's winning.
Don't know your affiliations.
Anyway, he said, these things are happening more and more. People carrying guns and settling skirmishes and arguments with guns because they think that's what we're going to allow in this community. And he's a Republican, so that is what he's going to allow in this community.
Also, he's proven that is what he does allow in his
community. Yeah, exactly. Like, he's not anti-gun. What? He's like, they think we're just going to keep letting it happen. And God damn it, it will over my dead body. Vote for me in September because I'm going to let people get guns immediately. Okay.
Just have a shootout at the McDonald's.
The 2-hour waiting period is too long. I think every kid should get a gun when they graduate from high school. He said he's calling for more after school and summer programs for the youth.
What that got to do with anything?
Right. It's always some bullshit with the, they don't want to be like, and we need to have some gun bans. They're always like,
right.
What we really need is some slides.
But he's saying, things that we don't want to dispute. Okay. I'm going to do after school things and more stuff with the kids. And we're like, no, wait. I mean, yeah, but what? Right.
I don't think I want these kids around.
That sounds
around,
like a great idea.
I don't want these kids around more people.
Right. Yeah.
It's a terrible idea. Well, they're still gonna, they're still gonna have to eat.
If they're after school, they can only shoot each other. And so they just shoot each other in the lunchroom and we can all have beautiful McDonald's to ourselves. Right. Someone was caught, processed, and let go within 45 minutes, did it again, caught again. There are all those things that clearly have to be fixed, he said. At his core, it's starting with setting the tone. We're gonna stand up and we're not gonna accept anymore. So what he's saying is you should punish people after they shoot people. Harsher, like you should, like they should go to jail for longer. That's how he's gonna fix the problems, not how they get the guns. So
yeah, not the fact that they got.
Honestly, it sounds like he said nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that fair to say? Anything. I don't know what he's even about. I don't know what he even said. That sounded stupid.
Craig understood it.
Yeah, well, I did take it out of context.
Oh, and shit.
If there was a 2.5-hour podcast about it, I'm sure if I listed the whole thing, it'd make perfect fucking sense.
We're getting ahead, folks. We're getting ahead.
Speaking of getting ahead, the first episode of the week is 3682, A Sincere Apology. Yes. No guess, which is why I read the title. Okay, so I made what I would consider the same mistake that Keith made.
Yes.
And the reason I know it's a mistake is because I have gotten so many emails. So I read the Bill Simmons, like, version of, like, Meghan Markle and them faked all their interviews and it ain't shit.
Right.
Oh, my God. First of all, there are so many black people that love Meghan Markle. Mm-hmm. Okay? I wasn't
Why?
Even there. It's because she's black. It's really that simple.
She's a black woman both.
Dealing with racism.
I didn't mind them both. And I didn't want to be against them because it seems like it's right-wing racism. Then you do that stupid book and your stupid tours and you sound like fucking idiots. And
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Here's the thing, though. They be lying on them, too. And so this fake interview thing is a lie. Her producers come out. The guests on the podcast have come out. Been like she was there. What Bill Simmons conflated is there's something at the end of the show where they take clips from like people and string it together in some type of montage to be like, this is what we talked about today. But those aren't actually interviews. And she's not there for that. Her staff does that. And
who
so
does that? Like John Stewart never did that for himself. What?
Yeah, right. I don't this is how much I don't want to be involved, but I feel compelled to tell y'all because I got 27 fucking emails because all I said, and I didn't even say it was true. I said, if it's true, that is weird. And then everyone who does care wrote extensive, very long, very detailed emails about this shit I don't care about. And I feel like as a duty, each one teach one. This is they gave me the straight dope. I gotta read this shit on our feedback show Saturday.
Oh, it's gonna be a feedback show.
And they couldn't think. Well, one person probably handled this. No, every motherfucking fan of hers wrote our show. I'm never talking about her again.
Sirius XM did fire them. Why?
So this is what I think happened. Or
sounds like you don't care.
Happened. This is what I know happened. They're celebrities. They were promised to do like X amount of episodes, and they just didn't fucking do them. That's it. It's not. It don't even need to be about like Bill Simmons didn't even make that shit up. We have facts. They made 12 episodes in 3 years.
Right.
Now I'm not saying what someone's work ethic should be. But 12 in 3 years is not a lot, my friend. And for $20 million, I'm willing to bet Spotify felt ripped the fuck off.
Yeah, I would
admit. It's really hard to put out shows. Yeah,
they have other shit to do. They're like, I can make money doing other things.
No one's interviews that good. No one. That, like, maybe Oprah could do some, like, I only do 4 episodes a year. And America would be like, that's about right. But her interviews would all be with, like, I'm interviewing the Pope, Obama, Michael Jackson from the dead. Like, it would be a bunch of shit that we'd be like, well, yeah, only Oprah could do that. This wasn't that. So they felt ripped off.
By the way, Obama is... What is going on?
He
signed
now?
Up for some stupid ass reality show. Did I dream this? Where what? He gets people their lunch. Where he's like, did I dream this? I swear to God. Did they?
I just haven't heard it.
I saw a commercial where he's like, so here's your lunch. And everyone's like, you're Obama, but we're pretending you're not. And I'm like, why? Why do we have to do this? So he's.
Yeah,
he's,
I don't know.
This is a show where he, I guess, takes on a regular person job, and then we watch him doing regular person shit.
Like secret boss type things?
I was about to say, but you're Obama. Everybody's going to know immediately who you are.
I can't even imagine Obama doing anything in secret. Even in disguise, I would know it was him.
It's not in secret. It's not in secret. Oh. He's just, he, like, for the show, that's what he's doing for a living for this company, for this office. I'm the assistant. I'm getting people's lunch, and you see him going like, here's your lunch. Oh my God, I can't.
Yeah, okay.
Just tell me it's fake. Just please tell me I saw something and I misunderstood.
Yeah.
What I said, by the way, I said SiriusXM, but it was Spotify. Mm-hmm. This Bill Simmons, he's a top Spotify executive. Is he flat out lying?
That's what they're saying. Yes, he's flat out
who's
lying.
Saying? The fans?
Hold on. Now I'm going to go get the emails. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to care. But I want to be accurate and truthful in the shit that I talk about. So here the fuck I am. Let's see. Which one should we do? Which one should we do? Goddamn. The thing about Harry and Meghan. How about this one? This is from Chanel. She says,
hi,
Rod and Karen. First and foremost, huge fan of the show. And okay, listen for 6 years, love the dynamic at the host, and
Okay, good person.
This episode, sorry, what'd you say?
I said good person. Okay, yeah, I'm on board.
I'm writing in response to the article you read about Harry and Meghan's deal with Spotify collapsing. I want to address the issue around her not interviewing guests. I listened to all 12 episodes of the podcast. The podcast had main guests on who Meghan interviewed, like Serena Williams, Lisa Ling, Z-Way, and the like. But producers probably interview subject matter experts like Nancy Yang Young on the topic of archetype of the Dragon Lady and Lisa Tetrault.
I heard it wasn't all of them, but it was some of them. That's what I heard. Go ahead.
When talking about female activists, for example, this tweet is from a former staffer who worked on archetypes with when this rumor popped off. The tweet. We did occasionally have producers do interviews, though never the main ones, and we never edited her asking questions into the interviews that the producers conducted. So... that means this motherfucker was lying.
I believe Andy the Cohen, executive more. I believe the executive more, though.
Of course, because you want to. We're biased. But I'm going by what the fucking other biased people. I'm just injecting that into the conversation.
I'm taking it.
Yeah, and multiple people, like not just one person. All these people that care way more than I ever will wrote in to be like, that is not what happened.
But what's considered less important interviews? Doesn't sound like post-production.
Well, it sounds like it is post-production. So, like, I'm interviewing Hemda, right? Me and Hemda do an actual interview and okay. Back and forth. And then in other excerpts, I might be like, let's have a quote from Keith in here to add to this interview later. So it's like, oh, and Keith is an expert on this. We don't insert me asking Keith. We just go, you know, Keith Malley, expert on podcast, says podcast should always be live and da 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 da. There's
that's
no
part
moment.
Of production. That's
yeah. Normal. That's just a different way of producing a podcast. It's apparently not just an interview podcast. There's other parts that are produced later in post. But she's not doing what Bill Simmons said she was doing, which is pretending to interview the people and adding her voice to it.
Again, it's just like maybe it's because he didn't. Maybe he got in trouble because she didn't do her work. And then, you know, in general.
For sure.
And then, you know, $20 million, you still lost a lot of money somewhere.
He mad.
Didn't pay the $20 million.
Right. He is rightfully,
flat out,
in
flat
my
out,
opinion.
He's making it up and he seems like one of the top guys.
And he is, in my opinion, rightfully upset.
Right.
But it's that thing when you're so mad, you're just saying shit that is not like, it doesn't have to be true anymore. It's like, and I heard that she was also faking the interviews. I'm like, okay, well, here's the proof she wasn't doing that. You could have just started with, We paid her $20 million and they didn't fucking, they made 12 episodes and I'm pissed because I was one of the people that thought that was a good idea.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, if you're one of the top executives, I think I'm able to read that, but I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you. So what, this guy's just a liar we're thinking?
Fucking there's also five more fucking paragraphs and probably five more of these fucking
I believe emails. You. I believe you.
So I just, if I felt, if they going to do it to me, I said, I got to fucking do it
sure.
to Keith.
This I is appreciate it. Damn. I appreciate it.
And
what's that, sorry, audience. What are Megan's thoughts on the Holocaust? Maybe
she'll
I misheard.
She'll okay. insert them later. All right. We're going to get those in post. Actually, this right here, we're going to add some stuff later to this. none of the stuff y'all just heard, we didn't ask those questions to Keith. We had somebody else do it.
We're going to chop and screw it up.
But yeah, what happens more often, a truck spilling, something funny on the highway, or someone gets declared dead without a second opinion? Keith.
Man, we're talking about worldwide, and I don't picture there's truck spills worldwide. I think there's a lot of places there won't be truck spills. Mm. But worldwide, and especially these places that can't afford trucks to spill, blah, blah, blah. My point is there's more people are declared dead than spilled milk on the road.
I feel like we need a second opinion on death. Right, like we get second opinion on other stuff, cancer, and you take two COVID tests. I feel like we got to stop doing one. You're declared dead, and that's it.
Hold on, I have an email. Keith's been listening 18 years, big fan. Blah blah blah. Think of that.
The greatest,
the best. Don't you think people would double check and make sure they're not dead? That's not true. Okay, I don't know. Right. I thought it was. I believed it.
Hey, I believed it. For all I know, Keith inserted this into the podcast after we were done recording. I don't know. I think the main lesson we can take away from this whole episode is don't email me about it because I'm trying not to care. And it's honestly, I accept responsibility because I care for just a second.
Split second.
And it drew me into this fucking culture war that I, please honest don't. To God, don't want to care about. Honest mm-hmm. to God. Okay, I assumed the white people was racist the whole time.
Me too.
But I assume most white families are racist. Sure. What's the difference between them and a family from the South? Who gives a, you know,
it's like I'm saying about Roseanne. What's your past, bitch?
Right.
I have an inkling.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. Welcome to the new podcast. Who knows? And now we're going to talk about Pat Sajak. He might be quitting. Who knows?
Yeah. Fuck. Right in. Let us know the real facts. I didn't want to know there was two sides of this shit. What was the poll for this episode?
The poll was, are you scared of the dentist?
Mm.
Not at all is a choice. I'll tell you right now, that's 57%. That's the high one. Not at all. Okay. How can you be not at all?
Maybe they never saw Little Shop of Horrors.
Maybe they never saw, what did I see?
Maybe they never go. They never went. That's the only way to
they're
not
so
be scared.
They don't go.
I was a kid and I saw that movie with Dustin Hoffman, Marathon Man. That was a bad idea. Mm. Not at all, 57%. I'm scared, but I go, 43%. Maybe people don't know what scared means. Mm. I don't want to go and I'm thinking about the pain and I do put it off. Am I scared? But that's what I voted for. Scared, but I go. I'm terrified and don't go. 0%. 43%. I'm scared,
shout
but I go.
Shout out to dental insurance. Okay, I see y'all.
Shout out to good gums and clean teeth out there.
Okay, I see why y'all be making out of Keith and the girl week. Everybody be clean.
Tartar and plaque off them teeth.
I see y'all. Okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't got a lot of European listeners or nothing? Right, I'm just joking, European people. Don't write in.
No, yeah, right. She's mad right now at us.
Info at Keith and the girl. it's the best place to leave these emails that are long. At Karen, the next episode title is 3683.
3683, Titanic 2, Electric Boogaloo. No, just Titanic 2.
I thought you were trying to say Carmen's name.
Carmen Lynch. Right.
Was she an asshole?
No, she wasn't. I was a little nervous. I was surprised that Henda booked her. She asked, Carmen asked, but I was surprised that she did without us talking about it because last time her audio was so bad and she's a little lazy trickster about it. Like one time she was using the Zoom portable device. It's like, okay, we see something wrong. Change the batteries in your Zoom. She goes, okay, and done. It's like, okay, liar, that's impossible. But she had to go through her phone, and it sounded fine to me. So,
oh, here's some behind the scenes of it, right? So, yes. So Carmen, the day before,
you both are leaning in. I don't know if you noticed.
This is why we do. This is why we do this show.
This is why you, which you pay the big bucks for.
I don't give a fuck about revisiting these topics. I'm waiting for somebody to be an asshole.
Let's go.
It's not that controversial. Yikes. Well, at first she was like, let me share the time because I'm doing so many podcasts because I'm recording this. Can I do just a half an hour? And we're like, don't worry about booking another person, but you can go after a half an hour. The day before, she goes, hey, my computer's wonky. Can I come in on a phone? And she texts just me. And then I see a text from Carmen to me and Keith. And it's, hey, this Saturday, I'm doing my annual beach day if you guys want to join. So I answer in that one.
As if she knew that she had an annual beach day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know like at least one or two comedians have an annual beach day because I see it in the posts and stuff. And, you know, maybe I've been invited, but I'm not gonna wear my underwear around these fucking weirdos anyway. sorry, no. Right. Not a social engagement with my colleagues, no. So I said, wow, thanks for the invite. I didn't say I'm coming or going because I was like, right. Thanks for the invite. Also, for tomorrow, let's see about the sound with the blah blah blah. And I think everything's taken care of. I get another email from Carmen the next day, like, hey, is this still cool? And I'm like, why isn't she including Keith here? And she's
and Kyle included, said that they happen to be out together. And she's like, Carmen's asking if she can just come to your studio. Her computer's not working or something. I'm like, all right, do you have any more information? She goes, no. I'm like, all right, well, that's all the information I have. So,
and then I get a separate text from Keith. Hey, can you respond to Carmen? And I'm like, what is going on?
Wow.
I look closer. Actually, Keith looks closer and he's like, he answers the group text and he's like, Hemda thinks you're Carmen Lynch or something like that. It was Carmen LaGala.
Oh.
But check this out. Carmen Lynch and Carmen LaGala the day before texted me around the same hour.
Oh.
I do not have texts going with these two people except when we have something going on. So it was such a crazy coincidence that all I saw was Keith and Carmen. And I'm like, so you're
which one
asking
is the beach?
Him about the beach day? The LaGala. Beach day was, okay. Yeah. So I'm like, Carmen Lynch is asking Keith about the beach. And then I have to deal with the schedule. Like, why isn't she including him on both of these?
That would have been weird.
It was so fucking confusing. It was my bad. And then, yeah. So that's a little.
She had to leave early.
Yes.
And there was a person in the forums who talked about how they were mad that y'all had Zoom guests or something, or they weren't mad, but they were like, you know, I still think you guys should go back to in the studio.
I get the point. I do think we figured out the Zoom thing, by the way. I think it confused people that we're like, should we include you? If we go live and something doesn't work, do you want to be part of it? People are like, yeah, include us then. And I think that confused them. That I know, I think it was the same person. I played an old clip of me and Kyle really flirting for the very first time. It's like, that. I want that magic. I'm like, yeah, it wouldn't. That could have been Zoom too. That's just what happened. We wouldn't have had the last guest we had on. We wouldn't have had the last guest before that. Oh, you know what? The last guest before that
we
either.
Love virtual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Missing out. We wouldn't do this. We just wouldn't. We simply wouldn't because our time would have been. I see how we can do both, but it wouldn't. Our time would be for people in New York only.
Right. And the last thing
also,
I'll say.
I don't know if anyone knows this, but this virtual life, although it seems really, really cheap, it is almost as expensive. I don't know how to explain that, but it's if we were to double up, we're doubling up on a lot of things. So just be a little gentle with us. Like, we're really doing all of the things possible, you know, since the pandemic, and the adjusting has been tremendous. I just used the word tremendous for the first time, and it reminded me of Trump. I'd like to take that back.
Tremendous is the most dipping, is the biggest podcasting of all time. Here's the thing I kept thinking. If it would have been in person, y'all would have either had to end the episode in 30 minutes or y'all wouldn't have had Carmen. Cause like that's only really possible virtual, right? Cause right. in the studio, the guest is like, well, that's been 30 minutes. Y'all aren't gonna be like, all right, well, go ahead and see yourself out. We got 20 more minutes. Yeah. Like it would have, that would have been the show. So I feel like we there's some gifts to it too.
We might have done that, but Carmen might not have been able to come over because that's another half an hour, right. no matter where she is. And it's only a half an hour because she lives in the same borough as us. So that's good. And then she needed another half an hour to go to her next appointment. So, you know, to go back. So
I just remember in the studio when people left early, the only time I would get, we would get extra show is if you came back to be like, that was a fucking crazy person.
Right, right.
Guys, I know it felt weird that we ended it in 23 minutes. This motherfucker ain't had no shirt on the whole time. Like, that's the only, like, is so I don't know. I feel like there's good, there's, you got to look at the good stuff that comes from it too, especially like catching up with people from overseas and that moved to California or comedians that were like, whatever happened to them? They don't live in the city anymore. Like, how do you not love that too, listener, that hopefully pays to listen to this part too?
I absolutely love it because, like I said, whenever you do a lot of virtual stuff has opened up more guests that you otherwise wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, because like I said, me and Roger do this too. With the pandemic, we were able to actually get more people, people that we normally couldn't have got because like you say,
even the marathon, right? The marathon has people from other fucking continents on it now. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Just, I don't want to sound like a Keith and the girl Homer, but.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a stand.
Loosen the fuck up.
Yeah, I can never do a marathon where some people are online and some people aren't. That'd be silly. Yeah. That'd be silly. Even if we had big TVs that everybody saw, it'd be silly.
Yep. I love the Solar Opposites change.
Yes.
That's funny.
They're doing it for Rick
and
Morty,
too. That's my jam.
They're doing the same thing for Rick and Morty.
Oh, I haven't seen the one for Rick and Morty.
And the show is amazing, by the way. If you like Rick and Morty, I promise you'll dig this. Like, it is that funny. So good. In some ways, I'll just say it's on par with Rick and Morty to me. But also, this is what we need. This is the future. This is the real solution for all the Me Too stuff. It's not shutting down every show and, like, somebody's a dick and nobody has a fucking job now. Because this guy on his spare time grooms girls. Now I ain't got a job. I ain't got shit to do with that. Replace them. Fuck them. No one's too talented. Fuck them all. There's some waiter somewhere that can do that shit. Give somebody a fucking chance. That's the problem with Hollywood shit now is the same people do all the same shit all the fucking time. And then we go, they're so important. I guess we got to let them fuck kids on the side. No, they don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, I can't boycott a movie if there's a dude in there I like. I'll see a Woody Allen movie because Dice is in it. I'll sneak in, but I'm going to do that. I'm going to see The Flash because Batman's in it.
Right. They know that.
Yeah.
But what's crazy, we're not really seeing it because the other guy's in it.
Right.
Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not like, guys, that Ezra is so good as The Flash. I guess I got to see the movie.
No, he is
we're
not.
Seeing it in spite of him anyway, Hollywood, I promise you. You know, like... Right. Anyway, replace those motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck if it's the most talented person on the planet. Other than, of course,
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, of course, cannot be replaced. But
nobody can run like him.
No one's ever going to do the things he does to entertain us.
Because Zeno's just too powerful insane. For him to go away.
Well, I don't even know that it's power. I just don't think there's a human being that will drive off a fucking motorcycle ramp. To make a movie.
They will go get a pilot's license that will learn how to.
I also don't think anyone should.
No.
This motherfucker won't stop. I think if they take him out of Hollywood, he'll still be doing that stuff. I think
he would be.
He's just running in your city with, you know, how he runs with his palms out. They're not even fists. Because he's got to fight the wind barrier. And you're like, are you in Somerset, Pennsylvania? Just got to go.
Yeah. Running across country.
He's no longer promoting his movies. He's just promoting the idea of movies.
Right.
As a concept. Jumping out of a helicopter, everybody. Just tell you guys, go to the movies this weekend. I'm not in anything, but check out The Blackening. I heard it's good. Bye.
We make TV better.
I've never seen the movie Titanic.
Oh, really?
It's fine. You saw it. Did you see a commercial? You saw it.
I saw the Rick and Morty parody of it. something about
it
a door.
Like a 4-hour movie. It's really long.
Something about a door. I'm King of the World. a diamond, paint me like one of your girls or some shit. I don't know. Yeah. Got the gist.
You didn't miss nothing.
And I didn't have to get in the submarine.
Mm-mm. Right.
None of that is happening on that at the bottom of the ocean, by the way.
Like, you can't see shit from what I'm told. You're looking out of a window.
Yeah. Oh, man. I did. But I did feel a little like Hemda, though. When everyone was shitting on the people for dying, and it was like, it's okay, they're billionaires. Part of me was like, is it?
We got lucky. We want to, because we want to feel a little less for whatever reason, so we can get by.
Yeah.
Okay, they're billionaires. Yeah. That's good. And not one of them finally got their first job, and it starts on Monday.
Yeah. It was like, so people kept bringing. I think even Obama did this. He's like, well, you know, there were 300 migrants that drowned in a thing the other day, and no one cared about that. And I was like, in all fairness, no one was making jokes about him, Obama, so there wasn't anything to be mad about.
Right.
Everyone agreed it was bad. So this is a bit of a disagreement. People think it's fuck those billionaires, apparently. So
it had to have happened in the universe. It's canon. It's not the worst thing. It was these people.
Yeah, there you go. Now they got submarine superpowers, I guess. Yeah. What was the poll?
The poll was, before this news about the OceanGate Titan, before this news, would you have gone into that 5-person sub for free? And I did mention this on the following show at the time. On our forums and our Reddit, 100% no, and I don't think it's in hindsight. I wouldn't have done it. Hemda wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, not with no GameCube controller. You ain't putting me down there playing Donkey Kong, and we in the middle of the ocean. Get out of here.
People can comparing a submersive to a submarine. I've been on a submarine. They don't use a controller to power the fucking boat.
Yeah, I've been on one too, and it is not like that at all. Here's a question. I have two. So there's two things about it. One, I wonder what happens if that poll is, would you go on James Cameron's submarine?
Yes.
Because I think his submarine, I would do.
Yeah.
Because he gave a fuck and he's super safe and he's done it like 200 times.
And he has He has 5 sequels in Avatar to make. The guy has plans and he has responsibilities.
He made Titanic so he could make the submarine. He a different type of fucking guy. Yeah. Okay. I would do his shit 100 times out of 100. I would never feel concerned. He's a nerd and he cares. The second thing is, it didn't help that every fucking thing we learned about this guy, every fucking interview he did.
The boss.
Stockton, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Stockton Rush.
Yeah.
Every fucking thing he said is a ominous quote about a lack of safety or caring about the safety of going down there. You can't make this up. It's like a Simpsons episode.
They didn't. Right. Roger they doing podcasts about this dude, and it's amazing at the shit he was saying.
Yeah, for example, there's a law that oil rigs in the sea, you know, those oil rigs, they have to be repaired. And so there's a rule. They use drones now to do it, but they used to use human beings that would go down and like weld underneath and make sure that the thing works.
Right.
And they stopped because so many people were dying. And they also made a maximum depth of like 150 feet instead of like 200 or something. He complained about it. He was like, so just because people are dying, we're not going to do that. We're going to use drones. It seems like we should still use people. And if some people have to die, that's fine. It's like, I don't know how this guy can ever look good in one. None of these quotes look good.
The only reason why it was like, I get it a little, is because he was actually on there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He died with everybody.
Yes. So
I feel like that's the only thing that built confidence, is that he's willing to go on his own thing. Right. But I don't know what his life is. He might have been committing suicide with us.
Well, I shouldn't say I guarantee, because who knows how crazy those other people were. But
go ahead. I'm fine saying that kind of stuff. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if they would have heard some of these quotes he said, I feel like no human being would get on it with him. Because all of his quotes are like, safety's overrated. The people that do the safety and regulations for submarines, they're too stringent. We don't need that much. And
oh my God.
I was like, bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's so scary when it comes to any job. Like, yes, what job can you say that in?
For a reason. And he's like, fuck them regulations. We going around them.
Anyway, good luck to him.
The best.
What?
No. Yeah.
Like heaven or hell, he means.
Yeah. Oh, you know, whatever he believes
wherever
in.
Wherever he's shot into.
I'm going to heaven, and I'd like to be able to talk to him.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
He's like, what's up with this gate on heaven? Why don't you just open this shit up, bro?
Gates
let everybody in.
Yeah.
The next episode is 3684, A Good Start.
Yes.
Elon Musk is not smart. He declared cisgender slur.
Not smart.
He should get a submersible, you know?
Like, if you know what I mean.
I wonder, has he ever been up in space in his ship? Spaceship, or he just sending anybody else up there? Right. He's like, I might not be bright, but I'm not dying up there with y'all.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Stop. I'm so nervous he's fucking with my dog money.
Right. What just happened? Why couldn't he just be the cool dog guy?
Yeah,
why do you have to keep talking? You know?
Why do you see Mark Zuckerberg and not just go, well, I'm not a dork like him? Like, you are, and so you can't help it. And you just seem more and more like a dork. What was the news? Elon Musk, true story, until, you know, I get emails that it wasn't. True story, him and Mark Zuckerberg were going to have a fight in the octagon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were saying back and forth like shit, like as if it's real.
This is Idiocracy, the movie.
Yes, it is.
How we got President Hector Camacho, whatever the fuck that wrestler president was. Like, who could beat up the other guy?
And you know what? It was true before its times, because for this, one of the people end up using Crocs, because they was like, nobody's going to wear no fucking shoes like that. And it ended up being fucking Crocs. And now everybody wear them bitches.
In the movie Idiocracy.
Yeah, everybody says that they like the most comfortable shoes ever.
Right. So Elon Musk said, up for a cage fight, Zuckerberg? And Zuckerberg said, send me the location.
Send me location.
I do believe, well, they're busy people. I believe I can take them both, to be honest.
Okay, but I believe you.
But supposedly Mark takes jujitsu of some kind.
I believe you, but also of those two, I think Mark would beat Elon.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I believe it is because send me location. When you don't put the in there, that's a different type of energy that feels like you want to fuck this dude up so bad. You don't even have time for prepositions or nothing. You just send me locate. Like, I've been waiting on this text, bitch. meet me on one of these islands. And let's have a kumite.
Let's see. Meta ended up saying the story speaks for itself. Mr. Musk then replied to Zuckerberg's response with Vegas Octagon. And then that dude in charge of UFC, Dana White, he goes, it's for real. This is really going to happen. And the latest.
I mean, those seats will sell.
I think they should fight on a submersible.
Turns out, breaking news, the fight has been canceled. Elon Musk's mother pulls the plug on Dana White's UFC plans for her son and Mark Zuckerberg.
See, now Mark Zuckerberg was like me, he'd be talking cold cash shit.
Yes.
Because now's the time to twist the needle and be like, hey, so your mama had to come save you, little bitch? She didn't want you to catch these meta pythons, you know what I mean?
I'd say I'd fight him and his mom. Same time.
Right.
Yeah, I'll take you and your mama on. Yeah.
How about this? Double cross tag team match, me and my mama versus you and your mama.
Right.
You know? Your mama ugly. I'd be, oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man. He had to fight me after that. Have y'all ever thought about bringing in a priest to secretly check on your interns?
It is an interesting move. It does feel quite illegal even before I found out it's very illegal. You can't have a priest.
How bad did they need these jobs?
Right. I guess
that's the last day for me.
I guess
that's my last day on the job. The day a priest comes in, like, you've been stealing from the till. All right, man. Here's my apron.
Yeah, they did it.
Y'all are not a serious company.
Yeah, they knew they could get away with it. That's why.
Do you want some too, Father? You know, I'm just taking 100.
Yeah, yeah. You open up the till in front of them. Right. 10, 20. You want? You good? I'll give you 10%. I know that's the deal.
And God, I'm sorry with all my heart, not because of your punishments, but mostly because they offended you, my Lord, my God, with all deserving.
Oh, man. And then the dude turns out he's still in their wage, like he's doing wage labor theft from the employees.
That makes sense.
Which feels like when the person that's cheating goes through your phone.
Right.
Oh, man. That's such a, I don't know, that'd be a great TV show or something.
Yeah.
You know? Instead of undercover boss, is undercover priest. And
oh, and also something that I thought was hilarious, how him that thought Ocean Gate was like
so good.
Because I could see that. Because you know what? I initially thought that too. Then I was like, actually, that's the name of the company.
Honest to God, the episode before this in my synopsis, I had written down the joke. It's cool that they already named it Gate for us. So we don't have to even come up with a cooler name. Like Waterpalooza, Oceanpalooza, whatever. And him just, as I was writing it down, I was listening to the next episode of him just said, and I was like, all right, delete that joke. That was great. She already got it. That's why they're the best. Did we do the poll for this one?
The poll was, have you ever deliberately boycotted a product based on the company's politics? And I was thinking I must have, but I can't think of what. I know Chick-fil-A, but then we were in LA during that time. And, you know, it was a joke in my stand-up, but like, but I am a reporter and I got to tell you what you're missing. So I did eat it. So no, I don't think I ever boycotted something. I don't think.
I did Chick-fil-A. I haven't eaten Chick-fil-A since I heard. I had it once at a party, but I don't count that because if I was Chick-fil-A, I wouldn't want it counted because if you get McDonald's nuggets, put them at a party, and I show up an hour or two later, I can't judge, right? So I don't know if I could judge if it was good or not, but no, I don't need Chick-fil-A.
My liberal ass progressive ass coworkers at Game Theory stayed ordering some Chick-fil-A. Oh my God, I was like, I was like, so y'all are mad? Hey, look, do what you want to do. I'm not even judging. I'm from the South. Everything I go in is
right, like we don't have anything to really stand on and all.
I don't even pretend to do these stances.
Because it was like a local place we ate one time here that's absolutely fucking
delicious. We mentioned it on the show and someone wrote a scathing letter about how like the dude is like a Republican or something. I was like, one, I didn't know that, but two, if I have to stop eating at the places Republicans own in North Carolina,
bitch, I wouldn't eat nowhere.
Then what the fuck I'm gonna be? I'm gonna order everything out. Fuck it, man. It is what it is.
And the thing is, when you go in there, it's the most hippiest LGBTQ. Yeah,
oh my God, place everybody's gay. Everybody's like, I don't know how he gets off on it. Mm-mm. I know it's some type of weird thing for that guy if he's like a super MAGA Republican.
So friendly.
You know, so some of those guys get off on that, on being like, yeah, my views are fucked up, but look at how I employ people and how my work is fine. And fuck it, I don't care. I really don't give a fuck. The food was hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Best roadies in Charlotte.
Yes.
And he's probably a piece of shit. I don't know. I can hold both things.
Yeah, I think the only time I actually protested and Roger felt bad was Papa John's. That's the only
thing. I hate Papa John's. She loved Papa John's.
Yes, I love that shitty ass pizza.
She loved Papa John's. I don't know why. I've never met another person that loved Papa John's.
No, but I can tell she knows she's wrong, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Now, you know, but she love it. Like anytime we're like, want to order some pizza, and I just already like I already know the fucking answer
for it.
I already know the fucking answer. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, maybe we can do Domino's this time or a local place. And she's like, Papa John's. I'm like, yeah, I know. Papa fucking John's.
It's
the
not
fucking butter sauce.
Yeah, butter sauce.
Want to get pizza? The answer is not Domino's or.
I know, but this is how low it is here. Okay. You see what I'm saying? You in New York.
Yeah,
You got pizza privilege.
I never ate
a chain pizza anything in New York.
Whole time I was there,
even the shitty 99 cent fresh pizza, that's a lie, it's not 99 cents fresh or pizza. Even that is better than Papa John's.
Yeah, because down here, it's pizza by the pie.
But like, she like fucking Papa John's.
I love it.
So we fucking get Papa John's. And so then comes out that this
weren't
dude,
you glad when they were fucked up? You're like, yes, they're horrible.
At first, I was, Hemda. Honest to God, this could have been a Bob's Burgers episode. Because at first, I was so excited. I said, finally, I get to eat some good fucking pizza in my house. And I was, and like, when shit was coming out, I was like, he might, I think the first thing was, he didn't want to give his employees a raise, so, or healthcare. He didn't want to give them healthcare, so, because it would cost like an extra nickel a pizza. And he was like, so I would never pass that price on to the customer. I was like, no one's going to notice a nickel, right, my guy, but they're going to notice you're a miserly bitch. You know? Right. I would have paid the nickel. Everyone would have paid the nickel. Okay, then the next thing was, he was against Kaepernick kneeling. And he wanted to stop sponsoring the NFL if they were going to let people kneel. And that guy, that was so ridiculous. They had like a meeting to be like, you got to stop talking. And he was like, yeah, fuck it, I'm going to keep talking.
Let the NFL figure it out, right? They're against it too. Let them figure it out. You'd
right.
Sponsor
they're
whatever this
they're
is.
On your side.
Yeah.
Like, they're on your side. They're doing what you want them to do. So then the last straw, this is like catching Al Capone on tax evasion. Right. This is my favorite story. He's at the special like come to Jesus meeting where they're like, John, Papa John, you gotta stop, bro. You wilding right now. Stop saying shit. And he, in his own defense, goes, yeah, y'all acting like I'm racist or something. I'm not saying anything racist. I just don't like the people are kneeling. I'm not Colonel Sanders where he was calling people niggers and stuff. And they were like, you just said the N-word. You're fired. And even though he was saying that he's not racist, and I was like, they got him. They got him. They got him off the board or whatever the fuck. He had to take a passive role. And then, so I was so happy. It was the best time of my life. I was like,
go get some real pizza.
I, you know, Karen wouldn't even want to order pizza anymore. I was just like, fuck it. Diamond Barrel, pizza. Like, local place.
Like pizza. If you ask me what's my favorite food, it's fucking pizza.
So I'm just in pizza heaven over here.
Yes.
But then Karen was so sad. Like, we would get the pizza and she'd be all fucking sad. I mean, delicious, better pizza. And she just looks like, oh no, it's not Papa John's. It's not Papa John's. I'm so sad. And I couldn't take it. And then after a while, Papa John's, the company, starts doing so good. Mm-hmm. They went and got like a bunch of black franchisees.
Shaq came on,
boy. They put Shaq in charge of a bunch of shit. Every commercial had black people in it. The dude that used to be in every commercial, Papa John, fucking gone. He's sad. He's making sad TikToks around his mansion like, I don't get to be racist anymore, guys. Look what they're doing to my pizza. And I was like so delighted because I was like, this company's actually doing the right thing. And they kept it up for months and months. And finally, I was like, fuck it, man. They did the right things, Karen.
He had to convince me.
I said, you can eat the pizza and make... I said, stop being miserable. And she's like, but... You know, they're racist. I said, but they're not in. They got the racist guy out of the paint, and now they're like very pro black. Every commercial is like Black Lives Matter, eat this shitty pizza. And so I ordered the pizza without telling her. And then I would just have it sitting around the house, and I'd be like, oh man, it's like walk in the bedroom and be like, delicious Papa John's pizza. What you doing in here? And she's like playing video games. I'm like, well, if you want some delicious Papa John's pizza with butter sauce, it's right there in the other room. I'm not telling you what to do, but it's gonna go in the trash either way. So you might as well get it. It's already been bought. It's not your fault. And so that's what happened.
Had to talk me off the ledge because I was steadfast. I was like, I'm not getting it. Never, never, never again.
So that's the only boycott.
That's the only boycott. Other than that, I don't boycott anything.
Dogs 42.
Diamond Dogs.
This does have a guest, so Karen, you read the title.
Oh no.
Did I say this, by the way? Sorry. Have you ever deliberately boycotted a product? 79% of the audience said yes. 21%
said
wow. That's a high percentage.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
I always feel like it's not on purpose for me. And I don't want to take the extra credit. Like, I stopped listening to R. Kelly, but it wasn't like I was like, I was just like, I think he's singing about fucking these little girls. Like, I think that was like, it wasn't like a moral stance of like, you know what, man, I'm tired of him. I was just like, now that I listen to these songs again. Seems like you're ready. Why does it seem like she's ready? R. Kelly, your body's calling me, not her mind is calling you. Her body is calling you. 12 play.
Age ain't no but a number.
Right. Like, I think I have to stop listening because I don't agree. all right. You got the title or you need, want me to send it to you?
Parasocial paradox.
Yes.
So sad.
Yes.
With Zeno Incel or whatever.
Or whatever.
Zeno Incel.
Now, Zeno Incel or whatever, an asshole.
No, he's he fit right in. Chris joined us very, very last minute. In fact, I was debating about, Craig brought it up, like, let's do a show now. I didn't really feel like I was in the mood, so I didn't know how good it would be. And then, like, one of us brought up Chris, and I'm like, yeah, if we can get him, then I'll do it right now.
It was great.
And we were able to, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was great. It was a really good episode. Good.
Thank you.
Is this the new place for when you need to get your side of the drama out?
It was Craig's idea. Like, I think the first time we, like the show before that, the controversial KTG chat, it was called, he's like, I think this is what Diamond Dogs is. We're the real behind the scenes shit.
And okay. So that everyone is trying to be behind the scenes. Yes. Craig's honing in on my action and Newsy's honing in. We're honing in on Newsy's action. Okay. All right, Craig, I see you, buddy.
It's the KTGU.
Right.
Yes.
The universe is shared.
But how good was Craig's song, even right away? And
it was good.
It trips me up every time.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It is good.
I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch. I'm a motherfucking bitch. You know that I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch. I'm a fucking bitch. You know we wouldn't want it any other way.
Are you really not
going to... You can sing it good if you want to.
Yeah, I did. I did that tricky diphthong thing. Yeah, I know what he's amazing. Up to. Yeah.
Honestly, same as Craig to me.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Are you really not going to let people come into your house next KTG?
I don't think so.
So, Sadia did. She did win.
She wins. She won.
Yep. That's sad.
Yeah. That's like a song that never ends. It's like, are we ever going to get to the end of this record?
Nope.
No, I guess not. I'm not seeing an apology of hey, this is what I did. Sorry, I lost my shit. That's really all it would take.
When she referenced the other shitty apology as evidence that y'all don't take apologies, that was magnifique. The apology to Newsy, that was clearly shitty. That honestly, that's why the Will Smith apology gets a pass, guys. Because those apologies are so bad. They're nakedly bad. There's not even like a decoding that has to happen in your brain where you're like, is this motherfucker really apologizing? Right. That's why people are like, Will Smith apologize, move on, because of these apologies that are like, oh, really? Fuck you, bitch. Yeah. Maybe if you stop being a bitch, little bitch, you won't be able to, like, this is definitely not an apology.
I'm going to apologize, Keith. You could if you want, but I don't have anything to apologize for. Then I take mine back. Fuck you.
Yes. Okay. Well, okay, like, okay. Oh, God.
Well, I'm in the high belief that you can get yourself a good apology and make sense and still not respond. Just because somebody's apologizing, even if it's a true apology, that's...
The whole thing was fucking fake. I just happened to see, like, I don't know if it was DM, Twitter, or Instagram or what, but it was, Keith, if I try to come into chat and apologize, would you be up for that, or probably wouldn't accept it, would you? Either way is really fine, and either way is fine is always never either way never. Is fine, right, obviously. Right. But like, even this, like, no, it wouldn't be good. Good it's question.
Another way of roping you back in to get your attention. Yep, it's Lucy with the football, and you're supposed to be Charlie Brown, always ready to kick the apology or whatever my analogy turned into. Kind of lost it halfway through, but you know what I mean. Do you ever regret being so open with your fans?
I'm not going to have people in my house again.
Well, I guess that counts.
I do like the chat a lot. We're keeping that.
All right.
I don't know how else
Isn't it like regular relationships where, like, for the most part, everyone gets along, and then... you're going to have some not. So are you regretting, people who are divorced, are you regretting getting married? You know, maybe, but you're going to get married again somehow. Right. Like that kind of thing. It's like, are we wasting time regretting, or are we just?
Well, I think the reason I asked the question is because there's a lot of podcasts and some are just not even close to as connected and open. I think that's one of the things I love about y'all is that y'all have that and other shows don't.
Well, she told us how that was wrong. She's like, you know what? Podcasts keep a respectful distance from people that are enamored with them. Oh, sorry, bitch.
Yeah.
This is really your fault. This is happening to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Stop hitting yourself. But I should keep answering your fucking emails and shit and your private messages and say hi to you in the chat. But everybody else knows not to talk to you because that's the right thing to do.
Okay. Also, no one else is having this problem.
Right. And also, it's one of those things where people take your openness and your connection to your audience for granted because, you know, you actually really do have a true connection. And it's special and it's unique. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have barriers. They go, no, you don't get in contact with me. I'm not responding to anything. You go through my representative. We filter everything. We scan everything.
We're adding questions in post.
Right. Like it's a separate thing, you know. So it's one of those things where people need to appreciate the relationship. But I think some people take that relationship for granted or they take it too far.
Yeah. It's the risk of human connection, I think.
That's true.
So you just either have to accept it or don't. But these are the moments that I think you, at least for me, you kind of like look back at the whole picture like, what could I have done differently to not have this crazy person in my life? You know, like, and is it worth it? Like, would I not have this relationship with someone else that is cool, you know, because I cut off everybody? Hemda, do you want to be here for these things or do you like being a fly on the wall, listen to them, or do you not care at all for, you know, this kind of like stuff?
I think I am where I need to be. You know, I think I say when I say, and I'm not holding back. I'm not.
Right.
I think it's just the usual. I think, do I want to be in a whole episode of it? I think he knew that he invited Chris and not me. We both start with CH.
It was an email fuck up. Actually, yeah. Chris showed up, and I'm like, "Hey, buddy,
Carmen Legala was there. It was weird.
How did you get here? Beach party."
He's like, "How do you know my thoughts would agree with yours?" I'm like,
"I think I was pretty. I'm pretty obvious that I'd rather like I'll say minimally, and then I really want to leave it alone. But I don't, you know, do whatever you want. You know,
right." Cause like half the show is Keith, so you don't want to be like stifling his emotional expression. Cause we know he doesn't get to do that often, and he only has three of them. You know, so you got to let him go through his process.
Yes,
because it used to just be one.
Anger, stoicism.
Yeah, I think we just got to a little sad once in a while, like one tear a year. You know, like we're working there.
I'm learning that's really anger.
It is. It is. Actually, I think anger is sad with no place to go.
Sure.
You know? Mm-hmm. The last thing is silent trailers.
Yes.
The winner and champion, the kid, Keith Malley, King Keith is back on top. How did it feel to dominate? I would say this was a domination.
I thought they were going to come back, but this, I, you know, it kind of got around midway. It was about to be anybody's game.
It's and easy to catch up. Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought midway, Mike's shit would click in with Shane shit and like they would understand a little what's going on. They'd like pile up. I don't know. I thought they would like turn into like, you know, a transformer and like go gadget something.
Forgive the movie reference and obviously the movie segment about the movie game that I don't expect him to get. But it was very much like in Watchmen when Rorschach went to prison and then he's like, I'm not trapped in here with you. You're trapped in here with me.
Yes.
That's how it felt. They were trapped in there with Keith and it was a fucking battering. I don't even think this thing lasted an hour. It was over so fucking fast.
It was over so quickly. It was. And what was,
they thought you were making movies up. That's how bad. Yes. And they were, and not obscure movies. Movies that were nominated for Oscars. They were like, is this even a movie? I said, damn, he's on their ass.
Yeah, they didn't know how to respond. And I think the funniest moment of the night when Hilda got the feeling that everybody else gets with her.
Yeah.
When she was like, you've never seen this?
Right.
She was like, oh, this is how y'all feel when y'all responded to me. Mm-hmm.
It really was. I was like, oh, I get it. Because all of the thoughts that people throw my way suddenly were like manifesting in my own brain. Like, how did you avoid this?
Right.
Like, I'm sure you've quoted this before and you never even bothered. Did you see a clip? Are you going to see it? Are you interested? Right. Should you see it years later? Like, how are you functioning in society? And I was like, oh, shit. All right.
Yeah, you've kind of been coasting on don't see movies privilege for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's good to see you finally get your moment of frustration where it's like, what the fuck? You ain't see Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing. I can't. Right. How did you? There was one movie out that year.
Right.
I don't know. How, like, it was on TV. I fucking saw it.
It was that soundtrack was flames. I played that motherfucker cassette.
The time of my life.
Like crazy.
And I owe it all to you. That was the shit.
Oh, Sylvia.
Yes.
Mickey.
How do you call your lover boy?
Yes.
And I was, the thing though, and
it was weird that Shane Moss, his guess was Havana Nights. Like, what the fuck was that about, right? Anyways. Anyways, these guys, they get high on mushrooms, DMT. If they just went to the movies, they'd be like, holy fuck, the screens today.
Right. They wouldn't even do drugs anymore.
Yeah.
They'd be like, I don't even need drugs. This is what I've been missing. Apparently, there's huge stories on the silver screen that, you know, heartbreak feels good in a place like this. But yeah, I thought they would mushroom sync up somehow, like The Last of Us, and do a hive mind thing to destroy Keith, but wrong.
and the thing is, if all the points was trying to guess the categories, now they would have beat Keith.
Sure.
Because they was kind of out there.
I mean, the categories were handcrafted for them.
Yes.
So right. They okay, should have got those.
Can we talk categories for a minute?
Let's talk about Billy Davis. Okay. What does that mean? Okay. Let's talk about
that.
That
was a category. What did that mean again? Oh, I know. Do you guys remember? Billy Davis. So now we're missing Billy Wayne Davis, somebody that was on the show. So what are we missing? We're missing Wayne. So there was an actor or a character in each of these movies that had the name Wayne.
Right.
Okay.
It was deep. They got that.
Okay.
That was on the mushroom level.
Yes.
Something about tripping.
Mm-hmm. Tripping ain't easy.
Tripping ain't easy. People going to jail for drugs.
They got him to.
Oh, no, buy from your dealer was people going to jail because it's Y-E from your dealer. But,
yeah, you're right.
Huh?
Yep, that was good.
Trippin' Ain't Easy was trips gone bad.
Yep.
Okay. Hemda was a category, and that's only because I needed everyone to say my name because I'm an egomaniac. But Hemda,
that was a good one.
What else could it be? Do you remember what it was?
Yeah.
Sometimes I need a refresher.
People with one name.
That was recognizable by one name only. Yeah. Now, these are great categories, and if it was called the silent categories, sure, they'd be great. But it's called silent trailers, my friends, and that's why you got your ass whooped. I forget the final score is like 90 to like 20 or something.
I don't remember, but 90 to 45, yeah.
Yeah, 90 to 45. So just double lap their ass, you know. Don't look behind you. I'm about to pass you twice. It was beautiful. And I was happy for you. I root for Keith anytime. I'm not playing.
Same.
Did you guys get it? Did you guys get it before them sometimes?
I only got I got American Made before anyone. And I don't even, I think Keith was just ahead of everybody on everything else.
Do you know in American Made, Tom Cruise jumps from one of the airplanes and he's running as he's falling down. It's fucking crazy.
He doesn't even need a parachute.
Yeah.
He just runs to the ground. He really filmed that. He flew that plane. Because movies are important.
The raw version of Silent Trailers is still on our YouTube channel.
Ah, okay.
And the next game show will be July 24th, also a Monday, because we're trying out Mondays. Let us know how you feel about that. And it's going to be the game show.
Yes.
We'll talk. I want to do Silent Trailers again. This is fucking easy.
Yeah. Why are we making it hard?
Yeah.
Wasn't one of them Snitch? Was that one of the movies?
Yeah.
Okay, I got that one too.
They thought I was making that up. That was the one that they thought I was making up the most.
Yeah, the one with J-Lo tripped me out because I was like, y'all don't remember the one with J-Lo?
How did they not know that?
That was everywhere when that movie came out.
I couldn't remember the name, but I knew the movie as soon as she was giving clues. I was like, oh, the fucking J-Lo stripper Cardi B.
Wasn't it Geely?
No, it was Hustlers.
Oh, Lord.
Geely?
And see, this is why I'm terrible at it.
Well, you beat Keith once. I've beaten Keith a couple times. I don't want to brag.
What's happening here?
But that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about the kid is back on top.
Yes, he is.
And we love to see it. Listen, we love to see you guys. Oh. All right. And we love you guys that listen out there on the podcast airwaves. Thank you for leaving comments. I see y'all in the threads over there. We love to interact. I always go in there and try to reply to everybody, and we'll be doing that this time too. So get in there and get some stuff to say. We'll be back sooner than you think. So until next time, Karen will be your host next time.
I will.
Peace.